On the very same day that Premier Andrew Fury prepared to drop the writ for the provincial election, his government announced a funding agreement with the North Atlantic Refinery Limited to keep the Come By Chance refinery in warm idle. The province set aside $16.6 million over 6 months in hopes of protecting the refinery for a future restart to offset related costs and maintain a level of employment on an interim basis. Yesterday on the campaign trail, Fury met with United Steelworkers Local 9316 in Arnold's Cove and was questioned by media about the agreement. Here's what he had to say.
The refinery is an incredibly valuable asset for the people of this province. It creates jobs, it creates wealth, it's important to our GDP. We've been working with companies endlessly, and we arrived at a deal just before the election. So we think that that's important to do that, to support the women and men who are working there, and equally to put this incredibly valuable asset in a good position to restart or to be sold. Because what we were hearing, that it was incredibly important from anyone, from our commercial interests, that this be warm idle. That was our commitment, and that's what we landed on doing.
What kind of pressure was being put on you by the owners? Were there threats, for example, to shut down the refinery?
There's been back and forth with the owners, and of course we don't, you know, we've been trying to facilitate a deal here, and that's the role of government in this. And we've been working with them, working with other interested commercial entities, but at the end of the day, this is a deal, if it's going to be sold, it's going to be between two private entities. We're a facilitator in this. We thought the best way to support the women and men who work in this industry right now is to keep this in a warm, idle position, so it's perfectly positioned as oil rebounds to either restart or be sold for a high value.
But were you being told that if this doesn't happen, if government money doesn't come forward, that the worst case scenario could unfold here?
I mean, we were evaluating all scenarios. Whenever you're going into a deal or a negotiation, you look at the worst case scenario and the best case scenario. And I think where we landed right now is perfect for the people of the province.
Okay, so this is like, this will bring us up to the end of June. What options are on the table if that time frame expires and there's still no deal, still no plan to resume operations?
Well, we're going to, one of the components of this deal right now is to ensure that the asset is well protected, so it's in a good position to be sold or restarted. So we got 6 months now, and the pressure is on the company and other companies to come together to make a commercial deal that is to the best value of the people of this province.